188 years ago this week, a small band of valiant men began a long struggle for freedom. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, not only to found a nation, but to forge an ideal of freedom.
Too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Greetings, white America. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier from my log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia. Every day, we battle the loony left.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
But still, we manage to persevere because the good guys always win, even in the 20s. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. It's Tommy Freedom, and I'm glad to be coming to you for another half hour this week. Producer George came up to me yesterday, and, well, he asked me what a certain word meant. And I won't repeat it on here because it's a pretty bad word. And needless to say, I was a bit shocked that he was familiar with this particular word. So I asked him where he had heard it. Well, imagine my surprise when he told me that he'd read it in one of my magazines. Now, I'm sure that you know how much George likes snooping through all my stuff, so I was a little annoyed that he was reading one of my magazines until he told me which one it was. And before you go to jumping to any conclusions, it wasn't any of those type of magazines. So I was a bit taken aback. I asked him which magazine it was, and I was shocked to hear that it was in one of all things, one of my fly fishing magazines. It was sitting right there on the bathroom sink next to the toilet. I kid you not, this is what my cat told me. So I, of course, had him get the offending publication and bring it to me so that he could show me where, in a family-friendly fly fishing magazine, was the F word. Obviously, I was, of course, quite skeptical about all of this, but while George may exaggerate a little bit, he's never actually lied to me, that I know of. Besides, where else would he have heard that kind of language? Okay, the internet, movies, TV after 10 o'clock at night, I realize that. I get it. But why would he lie to me about where he read it? And he said that he had read it, he did not hear it, which makes a huge difference when spotting a potential lie. So he returned a couple minutes later with the magazine, which is called The Drake. And I promise that is not a euphemism for anything like stag or anything like that. It's a legitimate outdoor publication. So George hands it to me, and this is a nice magazine, folks. It's all glossy and stuff, and it's not a cheap publication. It's a nice magazine. I've been getting this for years. But upon opening the first couple of pages, there was this two-page spread from Sims Fishing Products, which is one of the best, if not the best, and it may even be the last of the wader manufacturers here in the United States. And if I remember correctly, I think they're based out of Bozeman, Montana. And this is one of their ads. I kid you not, my friends. What I'm about to describe to you is a genuine ad in an upscale outdoor magazine. It was a very professional shot of a table in what looked like your typical greasy spoon open 24/7 diner. There's a bottle of ketchup there on the table. There's a bottle of mustard as well, a napkin holder, salt and pepper shakers. Well, you get the idea. There's also a menu that's folded out with words written like they were choices on the menu, and the words say, you can believe in fishing, kind of the way you can believe in ketchup, and gravy-stained menus in lakeside diners, and omelets that will never see an avocado. Fishing is pure and uncomplicated. It's perfect in its own way. Not like mustard. Mustard. Now that is what the ad says. I have read that to you verbatim. And it's actually pretty well written, except for the last part at the very end there. It's a little unconventional. Well, actually, it's a lot unconventional. But I guess that's what they were going for, the shock value. If that's the case, it was not disappointing. But my point is this. We can no longer expect to live in a society where our children are shielded from this. Yeah, we can expect them to hear things like this in school or from their friends, but in a fishing magazine? That is the last place I would expect to hear about fornication under consent of the king. I mean, come on. Screw the mustard, I can understand. But fuck it? I think that goes too far. Do you? About 25 years ago, my dad and I were installing cabinets at a hospital, and along the way was a billboard on the side of the interstate with this huge boot on it. It was a nice-looking boot, too. I don't remember what it was called, but it gave the name of the company, and it said the name of the company, followed by the boot that kicks ass. As. A-S. The word as. Except that there was half of the second S at the very edge of the billboard. A little squiggle here, another little squiggle down there. Not enough to actually spell out the word ass, but enough to make you see what they had in mind, and just enough to skirt the law. Now back then, that was clever, and kind of amusing, I suppose, for the time, but it was nowhere near as blatant as this magazine ad. I mean, it actually had for unlawful carnal knowledge spelled out in complete letters. Seriously, screw the ketchup would have been fine. Luckily, it was George that found this first, but what if it had been my grandkids or your children that saw this and asked you what f*** means? Now, I've looked this up online, and I can't find the ad anywhere where someone's posted about this yet, but I'm sure it's coming. And no, I'm not going to be the one to do it first, because it would compromise my own identity on here. It's in The Drake magazine, though. Easy enough to find. The Drake, that's the name of the magazine. But how would you have handled this with your own child? Explain the meaning it was used in as forget the mustard, but then also say it's a very bad word and never use it yourself? This is everywhere. Look, I'm pretty liberal when it comes to free speech, but this is really pushing it. Am I going to complain about it? No, but I certainly wouldn't disagree with someone else who did. There's a fine line in free speech, and we are getting dangerously close to splitting hairs here. Oh, and speaking of hairs, have any of you been forced to watch these political ads for Joe Bidet and camel hairs for the presidency? And when I say forced, it's because I can't turn them off. The ads for Trump give you the option to skip the ad, but the ones for Shotgun Joe and Camel Toe say your video will resume when the commercial is over. You can't skip it. Now, a few of them do give me the option to give it a thumbs down and say, I hate this effing ad, but other than that, their rhetoric is being forced on us while trying to watch videos on, I don't know, rooting mint cuttings or something. I go to YouTube to watch something interesting, maybe an old rerun of the A-Team or looking for something in the garden, and I get these ads shoved down my throat. I mean, their rhetoric is being forced on us while we're trying to watch videos on all this stuff. The hypocrisy of these people and the lengths they will go to cheat, to try and win back the White House are disgusting. I've told you before, the American public is not stupid, and every day, more and more red-blooded Americans are opening their eyes to the con of the Marxist regime of the left. They're not even trying to be subtle anymore. They are blatantly lying every time they open their mouths, and people are wising up to it. For years, people have been listening to their lies, and they just kept on drinking the poison Kool-Aid anyway. They've actually believed that the sky is really orange and that the evil orange man is trying to put them back into slavery. It's insipid, but they've bought into this hook, line, and sinker. But not anymore. People are waking up to the fact that they've been lied to, and I think you will see a huge victory across the board in the November elections. Not just the White House, but in state and local elections as well, as the people take this nation back from the clutches of the Jewish Marxists that have hijacked this country and sold it to the highest bidder.
It's Tommy Freedom.
Scotland's burning, look out, fire, fire, pour on water, Scotland's burning, Scotland's burning, Scotland's burning, look out.
Well, this time it is not Scotland that's burning, it's Portland's burning, Portland's burning, look out, so is Seattle and San Francisco, California, California. Folks, if you remember, several years ago, when all the crap was going on in California, it was on fire. And what did I say then? I said that was karma. I said there was a bigger voice out there sending you a message to knock your liberal crap off. And they didn't. And now, with all the garbage that we see going on in Los Angeles and San Francisco and Portland and Seattle, three states are on fire, my friends. What are they? California, Oregon, and Washington State. Now, something may happen, and New York may catch on fire too, but for right now, those three states who have allowed all of this lawlessness are burning to the ground. One out of every 10 people in the state of Oregon right now are under evacuation orders to flee for their lives. What does that tell you? Well, if you believe in God, it says,
people of the earth, when you engage in this kind of behavior, this is what will happen to you.
They're burning. Brown Town burning down. California's on fire. Oregon's on fire. And Washington State is on fire. Now, the last one really surprises me because Washington State is a temperate rainforest. How can that be burning? How can that be possible? Because they have decided to take a stance that goes against goodness. It goes against everything that you and I believe in. And my friends, I honestly believe they're being punished for it. Look, it would not be a far stretch of the imagination to compare modern times, our liberal left coast, to Sodom and Gomorrah. Look at the amount of filth that comes out of California, particularly in the San Francisco and Oakland areas. And a lot of those people have moved to Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, and they have taken that deviant lifestyle with them. So now, all three states are burning, very symbolically, like Sodom and Gomorrah. They're being destroyed by fire. And people are fleeing those states in droves. By the time this exodus is over and done with, you're going to see a huge shift in the population in those three states, particularly in California. Once you get out of Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, San Diego, and San Francisco, the majority of those states are red. And when people flee those cities, you may actually start to see the colors shift from blue and flip back over to red the way that they used to be. The only problem then is that all those people will go somewhere else and possibly make a shift as well. But as long as the numbers stay similar for the Electoral College, we'll be fine. And speaking of the Electoral College, something is really, really bothering me, my friends. Now, I talked to you a few weeks back about what would happen if the elections were uncertain, who would become president, it would be dictated. I've just been thinking about this and thinking about this because last week, Hillary Rotten Clinton stated that we should, or not we, but that the liberals should contest the elections if Trump wins, regardless of how wide the distance is. And I'm thinking, that's all part of a plan to illegally hijack the elections. Because, as you know from listening to what I told you several weeks ago, if it's not put in place by the time that the president should be sworn in, then somebody is going to be appointed the interim president. And eventually, when that gets done, it is the House that appoints the permanent president, and the Senate appoints the vice president. So theoretically, the House could appoint a complete dictator that makes Hillary Clinton look like a Sunday school choir boy. The thing is, though, I think we're going to take the House, retain the Senate. So if that were to happen, then you would have both the House and the Senate declaring the president and the vice president. But there's something else I'm missing. If this is the plan, there's something that I'm not aware of in our Constitution that would allow them to do something to hijack the elections. So keep your eye on that, my friends, because I think that that is the direction in which they are headed. We have to face it. The left is made up of a group of cheaters. They have to cheat to win. They've done it before, and they'll do it again. And they have just as much admitted as such by Hillary Clinton saying not to concede, not to accept the results of the elections. These people will do anything to retain their power and to regain power that they have lost. They will stop at nothing to destroy this country. They will actually destroy this country in the name of saying they're making it better, to completely ruin it by turning it into a socialist state. This country is not a socialist country, and it will never become a socialist country. It will split in half before the whole country will become socialist. And that is a serious danger that we are looking at if this trend continues. But I think you're going to see the COVID numbers shift once again just before the elections. You're going to see them artificially skew the numbers and make it look really bad for Donald Trump, when in fact, all the numbers are showing that he has done everything right, not only with COVID, but with the economy, with our trade relations, now with the brokering of the peace deals between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, and I forget who the other one was with, Bahrain possibly, I forget. But these are historic steps forward. Now, I'm not saying that I'm hooraying this peace deal because I love Israel, because just the complete opposite is true. I wish they would be removed from the face of the map. However, as long as there is strife going on in the Middle East, it's going to cause problems for us here. It's going to cause problems around the globe. Eventually, it'll be weeded out. You're just going to have a few police, tribes like Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, and then, of course, the state of Palestine. They're going to be causing trouble. And their Arab friends, I think at that point, will pretty much handle them for us and stop a lot of these terrorist attacks. So Donald Trump has been doing very good things for this country. But you never know that to watch mainstream media. Turn on the local news. According to them, he's the biggest boob out there. He's screwing everything up. He's taking this country backwards. He's a danger, this, that, and the other thing. And it's just complete and utter nonsense. But I really do think that you're going to see them meddle with the numbers again just before the elections. And people, once again, are going to panic. And they're going to hit the shelves once again. If anything, from listening to this show and listening to me, I hope you have learned to pay attention when I tell you to stock up on things. Now, everybody made a run for the shelves before, and what was the first thing that they bought was paper towels and toilet paper. What were the things that I had been telling you for years? One of the things that nobody else ever bothered to stock up on. That's right, toilet paper. Well, my friends, go get that right now, because everybody's going to make the same mistake again, except that I think now everybody has enough to last them for a while. But go ahead and get an extra cube of toilet paper, an extra package of paper towels. But here's the thing you need to be stocking up on right now. There was a shortage on meat, particularly beef, and normally a beef tip that would cost me $30, $35 was going for almost $100. Beef prices have come back down to where they were, maybe even a little bit cheaper. More importantly, chicken is at a low I haven't seen in a long time. A full tray of drumsticks is going for $4, whereas before this COVID nonsense, it was going for $6.50. So now is the time, if you have a big chest freezer, to stock up on chicken. Chicken is cheap. Chicken may get bland after a while, but there are a lot of ways that you can fix chicken that are quite tasty and delicious. So that is my recommendation for you right now, while you can. Go out and get an extra package of toilet paper and stock up on your meat. And this is just in, breaking news from the left coast. Governor Gavin Newsom has decided to go into an all-out war against these wildfires by issuing a mandate that declares that all trees must now wear masks to help prevent the spread of wildfires. But in all seriousness, getting back to discussing the upcoming elections, you have people fleeing left and right from these Democrat strongholds, and actually you have a lot of politicians now that are switching parties. You have people left and right switching parties, going from the Democrat Party to the Republican Party. I've had people ask me, how do I go and change my affiliation? Go down to the Board of Elections and tell them you want to switch affiliations. It's that simple. People are wanting to leave, and you have a lot of these politicians now that are remaining Democrats, but they are going to openly support and endorse Donald Trump, because they say they are not leaving the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has abandoned them and their values, and they're absolutely right about that. There was a group of six mayors in Minnesota that were openly endorsing President Trump who were Democrat mayors. Now a seventh one from, I want to call it White Lake, appropriately named, in Minnesota. They're now openly supporting Donald Trump because he supports their manufacturing and their mining economy. I don't know if you know it or not, but you're familiar with the brand 3M. That stands for Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan have a huge natural resource of iron and other minerals that are there for the taking. And under Joe Biden, he would crush that economy. These people need a president like Donald Trump, who is actually a businessman. That is what we need right now. If we'd have had Hillary or Joe or Kamel or anyone else in there with all this COVID crap that's been going on with this damn panic, we would be in a world of hurt right now. Donald Trump is a businessman, and he's handled this crisis as a businessman, not as a politician. And that is the reason that he's been so successful in all of this. He is an outsider. He is not a polished professional politician. Say that fast three times. He is a businessman, and he's here to run this country as a business and get us back on track. He's even got support from Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King. She is openly supporting and endorsing President Trump, and she has said she is glad that he is our president right now, because anyone else, these other people I've mentioned, would have flubbed it up. You even have original civil rights supporters, defenders, that were back in the 60s that are now coming out in support of Donald Trump because they see how much he has advanced this country. It's the Democrats and the liberals that run us backward and tear this country apart and pit us against one another. If Trump were not in office right now and our economy had gone to hell in a handbasket and we had gone into another depression or very close to it, we would be embroiled in a civil war right now. We would be embroiled in a civil war against the liberals, and we would be embroiled in a civil war against the colored races, the blacks and the Hispanics. It would be absolute chaos. It would be absolute anarchy. But you know what, my friends? That is exactly what people like Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris want. They want that division, that divisiveness that pits us against each other so that we will go into a conflict and pretty much tear this nation apart. And then they'll come in and mop everything up, take care of everything, and socialize us. That is the Democratic dream. For people like you and me, however, that is a personal nightmare. I would never stand by and see the United States of America become the socialized states of America. Never. I would gladly give up my life to protect this country should that happen, and I think a great deal of you in my listening audience would agree with me and would also stand for this country and keep it safe and secure from these people. Look, let's face it. These liberals, these progressives, they're just a minority. But they scream and yell and get their way, much as my ex-wife used to say, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and everybody listens to them and thinks they're a great majority, and they're not. They are, in fact, a minority of the way that people in this country think. 80% of the people in the United States do not want to see our police departments defunded. They do not want to see us without the police. When they dial 911, they damn sure want the cops to show up. It is just a few people who want this, but they're out there every day with their faces on the news, and our liberal-loving, communist-loving, Bolshevik-loving, Marxist-loving left-wing media will gladly put their faces on there to help them continue their agenda. And it sickens me. It disgusts me. This is not the land of the free and the home of the brave. Not the way they envision it. No. It is the land of the enslaved. And that is something that we must do. We must fight with every fiber in our beings to keep from happening. I am sure there is going to be a landslide victory for Donald Trump because so many people are switching over that support him but are afraid to openly admit it. For fear of losing their jobs, for fear of being shamed and being ridiculed in public, at work, by their friends, on social media. They're afraid of this. They're terrified. I know what it's like to have your name dragged through the mud in the media, but for God's sakes, people, there is a huge number of voters out there that are just dying to vote for Donald Trump, that will not vote for Biden, even though they may be polling that they are voting for Biden. They will not be. And my hope is that there is just such a huge landslide victory for Donald Trump that there is no way in hell that people like Hillary Clinton can get out there and suggest that the results be challenged. That it will be just so obvious that everyone is tired of their crap and their nonsense and that they want their country back, that it is so blatantly obvious that they are taught a valuable lesson. Now, will they learn from that lesson? No, they never will. They're not there to learn. They're there to dictate. They're there to rule. And they are there to destroy us with every fiber of their being. Therefore, it is up to us to destroy them first by voting them out of office, by voting them out of that power, and then changing the rules and the regulations to make damn sure that this never, ever happens again in this country. Now, on that note, my friends, I'm out of time. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. And as always, my friends, stay informed. Stay stocked up. Stay ready to go. But by all means, please stay tuned because I will be back next week. This has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. S.O.S.
Second, have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over? I don't, I don't think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not important at all.